Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Another story we'd like you to participate in sharing your thoughts and your questions is one regarding a network and cell phone brand that we've all grown very familiar with. It's been in the market now for a substantial number of years in South Africa, having metamorphosized and transitioned not only through its brand, its logo, its service offering, and even its shareholding. Cell C. Yesterday, there were some concerns floating around on social media, and some of our colleagues brought this to our attention, that there are ongoing concerns around store closures of Cell C outlets in various shopping centres. We decided to do the right thing and speak to Cell C themselves. We join on the line now by the Chief Officer for Sales, Distribution and Regions at Cell C, Chris Lazarus, to tell us more. Mr. Lazarus, such a pleasure to have you, and welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you very much, Gugu.
A real delight to speak to you. I guess first things first, Chris, is Cell C still an operational business?
Absolutely, and thank you very much for the opportunity to clarify some of the reports that you've seen in the media. So I think the one media report indicated that Cell C is closing its stores, and that's absolutely not true. We are not closing our stores, and if anything, we're actually embarking on an expansion of stores in the near future.
And tell us more, where do these concerns then essentially come from, Chris, especially on the back of store closures that some consumers have witnessed?
Sure. So we do have stores that what we regard as company owned, and we've done an analysis of that store in comparison to our existing franchise stores. And we feel in line with our strategic vision that there is a greater chance for improved performance of those stores. There's a greater opportunity to leverage partnerships and then create further job security. So what we've decided to do is embark on a process to franchise the 44 stores that we have. And as part of that process, we're very excited that we're also going to look at creating an opportunity of enterprise development and an SMME where our staff themselves can partake in the future ownership of some of these stores.
I'd like to jump in there just to understand, is this not a way of Cell C and maybe your main shareholder, Blue Label Telecoms, pushing off the risk to franchisees?
Absolutely not, Gugu. The it's a norm in the industry that the franchise model for telco or cell phone shops, as our listeners perhaps know them better. It's a norm in the industry that franchising is a better model. You secure the interest of the right entrepreneur that manages and operates that store. And we've seen the business just blossom. And we think that that's a greater opportunity for not only existing staff, but for future employment in areas where we don't have current stores, which is quite a lot across South Africa. And we see that as an opportunity, obviously, to give our customers greater accessibility to this brand that they love.
I'm hoping that you can give us a lot more detail just in terms of how this franchising model will work. So does it depend solely on the sale of devices? What support does Cell C as a brand or Blue Label Telecoms offer to the franchisees? And I guess, what are the targets to make sure that their businesses and franchises are sustainable?
Yeah, as we stand today in the business, there's what we call our prepaid business. There's what we call our contract business. And that's predominantly the traditional voice and data that we sell in our stores to customers, along with handsets and accessories. And then there's also our fiber business. Mm-hmm. And very soon, we'll also be introducing aspects of an enterprise where we can also service businesses from small, medium to large businesses. So there's quite a bit of opportunity for the store and the staff in there to make a return and to be able to generate business. And then in the medium to near future, we also expect to introduce a lot more products that we don't currently have.
You mentioned 44 stores that might be going through this change or shift to a franchise model. Can you confirm how many of your outlets are now franchise owned versus closures versus those that are owned by corporate SLC?
Yeah, so we have a total of 109 stores, and of that, the 47 rather is the number of stores that are currently company owned. Mm-hmm. And of that 47, we want to franchise 44 of those stores. So the rest are already owned by various franchisees across the country. So the number on the table right now is the 44 that will go through this process over the next 3 to 6 months.
3 to 6 months. And I guess upon completion, are you looking at other ways of keeping the brand still viable? And I guess this goes beyond just the franchisees, but your service offering as well.
Absolutely, Google. If anything, in the last very short while, including this very exciting weekend that's passed by, I'm sure you've seen the South Sea brand resonate with the human race, being the comrades that was just this weekend that came about, and that's a 4-year partnership. There was also recently our partnership with the Wheel of Fortune, and that's just some of the ways in the brand is showing up. I spoke earlier on about expanding the brand, and what we mean by that is expanding our footprint. So this process of the 44 stores should in no way be seen as us divorcing ourselves in any way from the brand. The brand remains that of South Sea, and if anything, you're going to see further investment in that brand over the next 18 months.
Mm. Chris, I do know that you were recently appointed into this role as Chief Officer for Sales, Distribution and Regions. You come with a wealth of experience in the telecommunications space in South Africa, across the continent and many other markets. And I can imagine that together with your team, you know, there's natural strain that you've witnessed, challenges that you've had to highlight. But of course, you know, applying the necessary strategy and systems thinking in order to address some of these concerns. Help us understand where South Sea sits in terms of its financial fitness, given the concerns around heightened debt levels that have occurred over the last few years.
South Sea is today in a very, very solid position. We've dealt with many of the challenges that we faced over the last couple of years. Many people in the industry know that we went through very effective process of recapitalizing the business, and that has helped us sort out a lot of the challenges. Fortunately for South Sea, we have had and still have a lot of partners that believe in the brand, and that has made this journey even lighter for us. And then we have our people, our plus minus 800 staff that we employ directly that still believe in this brand. So a lot of the challenges have been sorted. Recently, we held our business partner conference, and I certainly can tell you that the feedback we're getting from the market is nothing but positive. I think there's an opportunity in the market right now that there's still a place for a brand like South Sea. Customers, I'm still finding in my travels throughout the country, that are very loyal to this brand. They want to stick with this brand, and we aim to please those customers. So you're going to see us show up in a very different kind of way. So yes, South Sea is here to stay. We're investing further in the brand, as the market is going to see over the next couple of months. We're investing further in the expansion of our stores, as I said, is a further opportunity for creating employment and new entrepreneurial opportunities. And we've done something pretty revolutionary when it comes to our network. We've been able now today to be able to give South Africans the best of the best networks that we have in this country, at packages and prices that are very much value-based. So we think when we put all of that together, we've got all of the right ingredients to show up as a very, very strong brand that is going to offer a lot of value to both our individual and our business customers.
And maybe let's talk about the brand. Is the positioning now of South Sea less of that as a competitive telecommunications provider, because you have transferred control of your spectrum and your network to other partners in the industry? Does South Sea then look more like an MVNO and a brand that interfaces with telecoms versus the infrastructure and network support behind it?
Certainly not. In terms of regarding ourselves as a telco, that's exactly who we are. And mm-hmm. It's because of that positioning that we've been able to be a first mover when it comes to taking the opportunities associated with the mobile virtual network operators, what you call MVNO.
Yes.
And we've established some very, very strong partnerships there. And I can certainly tell you that there's even stronger partnerships to be announced in the very near future. In terms of the network, we think it was a smart move in terms of how we handle our CapEx and our OpEx. Mm. A lot of customers don't see the underlying network as just being the differentiator. So we decided, instead of siphoning money or targeting money towards a network spend, we can achieve better spend, better value for our customers by taking some of the decisions. But we're still very much a telco, and we still very much have access to the spectrum that was granted to us by CASA or the regulator.
Got you. Chris, I could have this conversation with you for hours on end because it's an interesting space you're in. But to close off with, I know some of our listeners might be keen and eager to understand how the franchising model will work. If we could go back there very briefly. We have an audience of bold entrepreneurs, some who might be keen and eager to participate. So for those who might be listening, know of a Cell C store that they would like to take over or open up, how do they get in touch and how does the model work? How do they need to prepare themselves for it too?
So Google, there's a lot of unpacking which we're busy with, obviously with the current stores that we have, and part of the commitment, as what I mentioned earlier on, towards our own staff to create some kind of enterprise development SMME opportunity. So we want to give our staff the a first stab at this if they can. So we're currently working on some processes there. And I guess people can pay attention to our website. We're quite active on LinkedIn. So we will be making announcements as and when we decide to open up new areas where we're expanding stores. And that's what I could possibly say is where opportunities could lie for people out there that have an entrepreneurial flair.
100%. Thank you so much for your time this evening, Chris. Looking forward to touching base with you in the upcoming months as we see the completion
Thank
of
you.
That process. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Gogo. Cheers. Good night.
Take care. That's Chris Lazarus, the Chief Officer of Sales for Sales Distribution and Regions at Cell C, helping us unpack the concerns that have been raised by many of us as South Africans, saying, hold on, are we seeing an ongoing closure of Cell C? Is it shutting down? What's happening? What Chris has highlighted is that the business is still a going concern, fully functional and supported by some of its biggest shareholders like Blue Label Telecoms. What they are doing, though, is implementing a franchise-owned model within their retail outlets. 109 stores, 47 owned by the company. Of that 47, 44 are now going to be part of a franchise model, which they say is meant to actively participate in the enterprise development program that the company will be running.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.